From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Another wave of airstrikes pounded the Syrian rebel enclave of eastern Ghouta Saturday, killing at least 24 people and increasing the civilian death toll over the past week to more than 500, including more than 120 children. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and Witnesses said Saturday the week-long bombing campaign by the Syrian government and Russia has been so relentless that first responders have not had the chance to count bodies. Meanwhile, the UN Migration Agency is appealing for nearly $194 million to provide essential aid to 3 million Syrian war victims displaced internally or as refugees in neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
Nearly 7 years of conflict in Syria has taken a heavy toll. The United Nations reports about 500,000 people have been killed and more than 18.5 million civilians, both inside and outside the war-torn country, are in need of humanitarian assistance. IOM spokesman Joel Millman says it is vital to provide a lifeline to the many displaced who are trying to survive the deteriorating conditions in the country.
Access to primary health care has been drastically reduced inside Syria, while agricultural production has been cut in half compared to 2011 levels.
The UN reports more than 5.5 million Syrians have taken refuge in five neighboring countries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A series of suicide bombings and militant raids in Afghanistan has killed dozens of people a day after construction work on the much-awaited Afghan section of an international gas pipeline was begun. An Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman said a suicide bomber Saturday blew himself up near a security post in Kabul, killing at least three people. This is VOA News. Three bombs exploded Saturday morning in Sitwa, the capital of Myanmar's troubled Rakhine State. One of the explosions injured a police officer, but no other casualties have been reported. Authorities are working to determine who was behind the bombings. All three bombs and three other unexploded devices targeting government offices and other places were seized in Sitwa. Two former Trump aides at the center of a probe into Russian collusion took different approaches to the charges filed against them. As part of a plea deal, Rick Gates pleaded guilty to two felony counts after appearing in federal court in Washington, D.C. His deal could have him testifying against Paul Manafort, who said he had no plans to follow Gates' lead and plead guilty. Gates is the third former Trump campaign associate to plead guilty to criminal charges and agree to cooperate with Robert Mueller's investigation into whether there was collusion between the Trump team and Russia during the 2016 presidential election. After announcing what he called the largest ever set of sanctions against North Korea, U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday threatened a phase two if the measures weren't effective.
I do want to say, because people have asked, North Korea, we imposed today the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before.
Mr. Trump did not specify what he meant by phase two, but suggested it would be very, very unfortunate for the world, adding, only time will tell. On the issue of gun violence, specifically at U.S. schools, President Trump reemphasized for a third day in a row his belief that the teachers should be armed. Now, this comes after last week's shooting in which 17 people were killed and news that some members of law enforcement who were there during the shooting delayed going inside to intervene.
See, a security guard doesn't know the children, doesn't love the children. This man standing outside of the school the other day doesn't love the children, probably doesn't know the children. The teachers love their children. They love their pupils. They love their students. They're doing it also from love. Now, they have to be very adept. I'm not talking about every teacher. I'm talking about a small percentage.
The president also called again for comprehensive background checks on gun buyers, ending the sale of bump stocks that increase the firepower of some weapons, and raising the age to buy certain rifles from 18 to 21. The U.S. Secret Service said a vehicle rammed into a security barrier at the White House Friday and said the driver was immediately apprehended and arrested. In a statement, the agency identified the driver as a 35-year-old woman who's a resident of the state of Tennessee. The woman was someone whom the Secret Service said it had previous encounters with near the White House, resulting in numerous arrests for a variety of criminal violations. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.